Mark Haney here, and I am here today with Levi Hummon. He is an emerging country star. How you doing, Levi?
I'm awesome. I'm here in Sacramento, so it's not bad.
Welcome to Sacramento. What brought you to Sacramento? What's going on?
There's a birthday party happening, so I'm doing a little private show for Mr. Tom Kandris.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. It's going to be fun. It's actually my first real kind of private gig out of the state of Tennessee. So
well, okay, so talk to us about what's a normal gig look like for you today?
Today is definitely not a normal gig, but a normal gig usually looks like you fly as far as you can or drive as long as you can, show up, nobody's that hospitable, and then you play a show. You guys have been, this whole team has been so awesome today and giving us great food, free drinks,
great.
So it's been awesome.
That's great. Okay, so how would you describe, so Levi, you're an emerging star, talk to us about the current state of your career.
Yeah. Man, it just feels like it's kind of rolling right now. We toured a lot this past year, including going to Europe a couple times, went to the UK, went to Amsterdam, Berlin, Stockholm, Oslo, toured a bunch with Eli Young Band, Michael Ray, and a bunch of other people. But right now, we're in the studio rocking, about to put out some new music this coming summer, end of summer. Okay. So,
well, your current music is becoming popular. You have that big song with Alison Krauss. How's that going?
The Love Heals with Alison Krauss is going great. Another song of ours called Stupid just streamed 15 million times over on Spotify.
Wow.
So that's kind of our rallying song right now.
That's great. Well, thinking about how you know, we're a business show and you are in the business of making people love you through music. How do you divide up your time? How do you decide what you're going to do each day?
You know, I try to do as much kind of finding how to get inspired as possible. For me, that's like the most important thing, that when I'm not on stage or not on the road, it's sitting in Nashville, writing songs in the studio, just trying to stay inspired, trying to make good music. Cause that's, you know, that's what's valuable. It's having great songs, that's really unique and true to yourself.
Yeah. Well, everybody wants to know how to become inspired. How do you do it?
I'm still learning every day.
No doubt, me too.
Break up with girls. That's good.
Is that right? Okay, so something happens in your life in terms of like how songwriting.
Yeah.
Something happens in your life, and you write about what happens in your life?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, for instance, if I go through a bad relationship or something like that, I always end up writing like the best songs. Like I feel like for some reason it makes my emotions and kind of like what I'm feeling inside really tangible and available. And I actually write some of the happiest songs when I go through those breakups.
Oh, really?
It's crazy.
Yeah. You put yourself in a good mood somehow.
It's a really interesting way to be inspired. But, you know, it's crazy. As a songwriter, I actually grew up in a family of songwriters. My dad's a songwriter. My grandfather's a songwriter. My great-grandfather was a songwriter on the farm.
Wow.
Who wrote things called Hoeing Potatoes and stuff like that. So it's in my blood, but I'll be, you know, sometimes the most inspired I ever get is sitting in my car, driving just to my manager's office, and I come up with a melody, singing in my iPhone. And that becomes like a great song later on.
Interesting. So thinking about building your business, right? You have your concert tours, you're selling records, EPs, you have, which of these revenue streams, if you will, are most important today?
Yeah. I think in my world, because actually, you know, I'm an independent artist. I think for me, it's touring is number one. And then streaming online. Streaming has become, you know, like such a huge, massive part of the music industry, and especially in country music. Things like Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, Pandora, all that stuff. It's just such a huge asset for me. And honestly, like, I have a fan base in London and overseas because of Spotify. I have a fan base in Canada and all these places I've never been because of Pandora and Amazon. Like, it's incredible how much that music hits people and where it hits people.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine. What's it like being you? You're on the road. You said you had a breakup. You probably had a few, but you may be breaking up other people too. You know, you're a great looking guy, and you're well known. And I'm just wondering, what's it like being you when you go out on stage or you're on tour and you just have the
fan base? I don't know what it's like being me. There's this line from Step Brothers. I'm not the one staring at me. No, I just love music. I love traveling, and I love doing this whole thing. So I hope that translates to other people. I'm not in it for myself. I'm in it for the music, and I'm in it for, you know, truthfully, I love songwriting. That's what I love. And the reason I'm an artist is because I feel like I have an interesting story and an interesting voice and a unique way of telling my story that I don't feel like anybody else could.
Who do you think relates most to your music? I mean, the country western genre is pretty broad.
Yeah.
Who within that genre relates to you the best?
Girls between the ages of 14 and 35.
How did I not guess that? Dang it.
I think girls are the obvious thing in terms of, you know, I'm a young blonde dude.
Yeah.
So that kind of is
an
immediate
trend. I'm an old blonde dude.
I try to make music, you know, available for everybody. And I'm not writing towards my fan, like a fan base. I'm writing towards, you know, what's in my heart and how I feel.
Yeah. I'm imagining as your fame begins to grow, even in your hometown, you walk into a grocery store, are people starting to recognize you? That happened a little bit?
It's starting now, and I think I was telling you this last night. Is like, it's, I actually really, really enjoy it. Like, people will like DM me or message me, like, I saw you in the grocery store, but I was too scared to say hello. Like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, you have to like come say hi to me. Like, I love it, and it really makes it like all worth it.
Interesting. So you describe my business as kind of like a record label, right? We sort of accelerate. I'm an investor, so we accelerate different businesses, and being attached to Haney Biz sometimes can be helpful. How do you choose a record label? What do you look for?
Well, currently I'm just looking, you know, what's most important to me is being creatively in control. So like having creative control over my music, because I need to be able to write my songs and figure out like what to put out there to go on the road. I'm currently not looking for a record label, really.
Okay.
I'm just kind of doing my thing. It's been, I think in this world right now we're existing, especially music, it is a place where people like entrepreneurs and people that are doing small businesses and independent artists can actually succeed because of social media, because of things like Spotify, because of touring.
Right. It's really freed up the market, hasn't it, for anybody?
I think digitally, I mean, it's way open.
Well, thinking about, so you're not looking for a label, but you've got a great management team.
Right.
How did you choose your manager, and, you know, how do you break up the duties between you, what you do, and what they do?
You know, I just try to do everything, and then they say no for me.
Stop doing that. Go work on your content.
No, they are kind of the guiding force in my life. My entire team is really back in Nashville. I'm so blessed with such an amazing team. It doesn't feel like that independent, honestly.
You know, we talked earlier, do they manage you or do you manage them? How does that work when you're an artist?
They definitely manage me, 100%.
Yes. Okay, I love it. Okay, so thinking about practice, right? I'm thinking about a day in the life. You know, on this show, we talk about, are you hanging or are you banging? When we're banging, that means we're at our very best at our very best opportunity, right? We're in the zone. We are firing on all cylinders, but we also need our downtime, right?
Right.
To recharge. So what's it look like when you are banging at your very best opportunity, and then what's hanging look like for a guy like Levi?
Man, banging for me is hitting as many cities in a row as possible, just grinding, getting in the studio. For instance, this is kind of a mix of hanging and banging. We played a show in Delaware, played a show in Maryland, then I flew out to Kauai for a week and a half off, and then got back, drove to Virginia, and then flew to Sacramento.
Oh, wow.
So that was a little hanging and banging.
everything.
But for me, you know, that's banging, but hanging for me is spending time with my family, spending time with my friends, just trying to stay away from my guitar as best as possible.
Sometimes you got to do that.
I know.
Huh?
It's so important for me, and I always forget it, and then I'll pick up my guitar after taking time off, and that's when my like best material comes.
Yeah. Well, you have tattoos, right? I'm going to describe you. This is on video, but there'll be people listening to this on audio only. Great looking guy, young, but you're tatted up, but these tattoos, they mean something to you.
Yeah. They're kind of, I call it my collection pieces. A lot of it has to do with my mom's work. Her name is Becca Stevens, and she started a thing called Thistle Farms. And she was a CNN hero and an amazing woman. She's a rock star of the family. But what Thistle Farms is, it helps women with a history of drug abuse and prostitution get off the streets and start their lives anew.
Wow.
And it's just such an important work. She's really changed the entire culture of Nashville. She's changed so much of so many people's lives. It's uncountable. And so I have a lot of her kind of drawn all over my body, including a thistle here on my right arm.
Yeah.
It says peace and love, because after every sermon, she says peace and love. So big old peace and love with a preacher hand, kind of blessing somebody. And then, yeah, just a lot of other stuff.
Beyond your mom, who else would you say is a big influence?
Just an easy one is my dad, too.
Yeah.
He is an amazing songwriter. He wrote songs like God Bless a Broken Road and Cowboy Take Me Away and big old hits.
Yeah, big ones.
And we actually wrote a song together called Make It Love and Love Heals with Alison Krauss. And I have that tattooed on my arm right here.
Mm-hmm. You've got all the success happening. Your career is taking off. What brings you down? What you have fears? Is there anything out there where you get nervous today or anything like that?
You know, fears, I think, in the artist world and kind of just my life is that you didn't do that one thing you were supposed to do. Like, I didn't go to that one show, and that one show could have led to this and this and this. And like, why would I, like, what could have been? And I think the rallying point for that is like just accepting kind of what happened and that everything happens for a reason as best as possible.
Yeah.
Because it's so important, you know, like just to be stoked and be like out there and to keep grinding and be excited and keep making music. Cause that's what people want. They like, I'm supposed to be an entertainer. I need to entertain people. And that's like, that's my goal.
Well, I'm thinking about this. You're getting ready to walk on stage. You're opening for one of these big acts, or you're in the middle of it's a big day for you and you have to be in the zone.
Yeah.
Do you have rituals or routines that help put you in the zone so you can be at your very best?
You know, honestly, I really don't. I think the biggest ritual I do is just try to keep to myself and hide from everybody so I don't get forced to drink too many beers.
Yeah. So you get in your own head. And then when you walk out and you see this huge crowd and they're screaming for you, what's that feel like inside?
So I was telling my buddy this the other day, like there's only two things I do that I feel like I have an out of body experience. And that's when I'm in the gym and then when I'm on stage and I feel like I'm sitting behind Levi and like watching me, and it's just like it's really two places I feel the most comfortable, I think.
Yeah. What about advice to people that might be dreaming about being the next Levi Hummond? Is that something that you feel like you're prepared to advise people on? Hey, if you're 14 years old and you know you're driven, you've got a little talent, what should people be thinking?
I started speaking a little bit back at Belmont University just to, because I actually went there for 3 months before I dropped out. But I tell, you know, the students there, it's so important to, if you're doing it from a songwriting artist perspective, to sit with your guitar and write by yourself and to learn what your voice is and to figure out who you are before you allow other people to judge that. Even if you're a terrible songwriter and you're horrible, like I'm dead serious, like sitting with your guitar and just working through that and learning that is so important.
You know, we always talk in business about the 10,000-hour rule. If you have 10,000 hours in anything, it could be swinging a hammer or anything else, now you're a journeyman, right? You are established. You're not as good as you're going to be, but you're pretty good.
Right.
How long has it taken you to become who you are, and where are you in your trajectory?
26 years.
All your life.
I don't know how many hours that is. I don't know, like, I think of like my life a lot of times in like just sections. And I think in terms of this artist and the section I'm in right now, it's been about 4 years of a really hard grind.
Okay.
And I think, and that started from playing an empty pizza cafe with nobody there until playing Patriotic Festival with 25,000 people like a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And I think it's just that grind. Like I still to this day play some of the crappiest gigs you've ever played in your entire life. Like anybody's been to. But you just, you know, it's all about that grind, man. You just got to keep going and just believe in yourself.
Are there parts of it that just suck sometimes?
Yeah.
What's that?
The really, really long drive home sometimes really sucks.
Yeah.
Because you're, especially after not a great gig or something kind of fell through, or, you know, just to be straight up honest, I played a show in Delaware that got canceled and because of thunderstorms and stuff. And we flew out really early. We're so stoked about it. And we got there and, a huge like hurricane hit and we got stuck on this island and couldn't get off and basically missed the show, couldn't play, and then had to fly back at 3 a.m. the next day.
Well, you talked about touring in Europe. I'm here in Delaware. You said Delaware. We're on the West Coast. We're in Sacramento, California. Is there an area of the country or of the world that's like, that's your backyard?
We've played a lot in Chicago. So Chicago's a big hub for us. And I personally love traveling out to the Pacific Northwest. I love kind of Seattle area, and then even Vancouver and up there. That's one of my favorite parts of the country.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we know about you here in Sacramento because of Tom Kandris, and he brought you here. We're going to try to make you famous right here in Sacramento.
Let's do it.
Get you playing at the Golden One Arena.
Make it happen. I'm there.
Golden One Center. But as we kind of close it out, I'm kind of wondering, like, where do you see it going from here? If you were to get out a crystal ball and imagine how great this life is going to be moving forward, what's that look like? Not that it's not great now, yeah, but just imagining where you'd want to be.
No,
what's a guy that's as successful you want to do?
I'm almost like as content as I can be right now because I have so much amazing music coming out this end of summer and fall. But if I close my eyes and I dream a little bit, like, I want to play stadiums. I want to get Grammys. I want it all. Like, I really want to do this professionally. I want to do this for the rest of my life, and I want to tour for the rest of my life. And I just, you know, I have the biggest dreams in the world.
Levi, thanks for coming on the show.
Of course,
appreciate it. Levi Hammond, country star in the making, and here to join us on Hanging or Banging. Thank you very much, Levi. Really appreciate it.
Of course,
it.
Thanks.
You bet. All right.
Awesome.
Mark, a big old pro.
Wide awake, the fever burns, sweat it out.